The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. I never saw my parents openly display affection for one another. No smooching at holiday gatherings, not even a New Year's kiss. No cuddling in front of the TV. And definitely no nose rubbing before taking off to work. I'm sure they intertwined fingers at some point and held hands, but never in front of family. It was like growing up in a house without plants or pets. I know they loved each other. Their sheer tolerance of the other's irritation at one thing or another, and occasional arguments followed by joking banter, were evidence enough. Still, I found their seemingly loveless union inscrutable. I think it explains why I rubberneck whenever I see a couple kiss on a park bench, or at a table in a jazz club, or like that time at the Oaxacan archaeological site of Monte Alban. In the center of the pyramids built by the Zapotecs, I witnessed a fashionable couple kissing for 5 minutes in the open air of the Great Plaza as tourists walked by them. My parents' worst nightmare. People in love are complicated. No one knows this more than the children who get a front row seat to how affection plays itself out in the home or not, which influences how they interact and understand intimacy operating or not around them. Many psychological experts suggest making affection and tenderness appropriately visible in the lives of children. It goes far to ensure emotional stability. What children observe may drive them as adults to positively replicate their parents' model, attempt to fulfill their parents' lack, or avoid intimacy altogether. A kiss, a hug, any physical expression of fondness is an active possibility of healing that radiates out into the world. Today's poem honors one set of parents' long commitment. Though not visible in traditional ways, it is an enduring love formed from tenderness and devotion, sustained over time. Love Sits by My Father, by Kutuf El Obed. My parents love each other like a secret. They followed each other into rooms, making excuses for how they got there. Every time my mother falls asleep on the couch, my father meets pillow to living room tiles and calls it a backache. The first time I found love in our house, it was disguised as loyalty. The first time I understood love to have been there long before I arrived, it came as an apology. It came in an envelope I found in my mother's purse, decades old. It read, "Laki alodra hata tardi. To you, my apologies until you are satisfied." How long she must have waited for regret to cross an ocean. My aunt once told me that my parents have divorced twice. My mother neither denies nor confirms this. Instead, she sits by my father, first in the big house with the high ceilings and gypsum corners, then in the one bedroom with the dirty kitchen and white lights. She sits by my father some more, first covered in gold, then thankful to have once held it. She sits by my father and teaches me that love can be doubtful and love can be scared. And when love is worried, love may falter. And love may lose everything. But love sits by my father, and love stays there. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.